The popular President Barack Obama began a transformation of the U.S. relationship with the Muslim world on Inauguration Day.
To those who cling to power through corruption and deceit and the silencing of dissent, know that you are on the wrong side of history, but that we will extend a hand if you are willing to unclench your fist.
Talking to Islamic extremists in that reference in his inauguration speech, the president went on later on as his administration took hold to refer specifically to Iran as the Islamic Republic of Iran and to say that members of the Muslim world are actually partners for peace. Emil Nakhle joins us. He's a former senior intelligence officer and director of the Political Islam Strategy Analysis Program in the CIA's Directorate of Intelligence. He's the author of the book Unnecessary Engagement, Reinventing America's Relations with the Muslim World. He joins us from his home in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Emil, thanks for being a part of the program. And from your perspective, inside the Muslim world, how do these transformational moments of Barack Obama really look?
They have resonated indeed very well in the Muslim world, as we have seen in media reports and public opinion polls. The president is doing, and which is resonating positively in the Muslim world, is to separate the so-called 2%, 1 to 2% of radicals and militants and extremists from the 98% of the rest of the Muslim world, and is trying to engage the rest of the Muslim world. And this is what is resonating. This is significantly different from the previous few years, where we had painted the entire Muslim world with one broad brush of terrorism, thereby giving the impression that fighting terrorism became a war against Islam.
So you were in the CIA from 1991 to 2006, at least focused very specifically on these issues. You describe this separation of 98% of Muslim citizens who aren't extremists and the 2% who get characterized as terrorist or at least activist. Separation is one thing. But you also write repeatedly that the 98% need to be more politically involved and politically engaged in their nations to provide an effective counterweight. First of all, why is that the case? What are the challenges to getting the sort of non-militant Muslims in the world more politically engaged? And is the Obama administration tackling this?
Well, these are three very important questions. The first is that participating in government, having the right to vote, to have a say in their government, gives them more of a sense of proprietorship for the success of their states. Whereas now, unfortunately, in many of these Muslim countries, there are authoritarian regimes, and power is focused and is centered in the person of the executive, and there are no free political parties, free media, and so on. So participating in government becomes almost a source of stability in the long run in those countries. Now, the second point, the challenges, of course, are very significant in that the challenge is basically how do you engage the Muslim societies while at the same time cooperating with their regimes in the fight, let's say, against terrorism, criminality, corruption, and things of that sort. This is a very major challenge. What the Obama administration is doing, I think, is to already indicate that truly there is in their mind a separation between terrorism and the rest of the Islamic world. And that, too, they are very much interested in reaching out to the Islamic world because it's a question, they view it as a question of national security and national interest. And such an engagement in the long run would contribute to regional stability, whether in the Middle East or in South Asia.
Emil, this is Femi here. Were you actively, when you were in the field, trying to persuade individuals or groups or just reporting back on your analysis to the CIA?
No, I was basically reporting back on our analysis and our interviews in the field. When we were convinced of two basic facts about our work. One, that we were only one voice that the administration listened to. They listened to many other voices, and oftentimes they accepted our analysis, and sometimes they didn't. And that, too, we did not really make policy. We were not suggesting specific policies. We were suggesting and briefing on approaches and initiatives that would resonate positively in the field based on our interviews and our analysis of public opinion polls and meetings with Islamic activists in so many Muslim countries.
Emil Nakhle, before we go, is it possible after 8 years of George W. Bush to make a democratic argument to the Muslim world without projecting the kind of regime change rhetoric that I think people in the Muslim world equated democratic changes as a sort of an American call for regime change?
Yes, it is possible. In fact, this was the kind of the problem that a number of those Muslim countries they faced. They saw the call for democracy and equated that with regime change. I think we need to engage credible Islamic groups in those Muslim countries, including Islamic political parties, that would in turn get the political process going in those countries without the fear of being imposed on them by the outside.
A complicated challenge and mission, and Barack Obama has embarked on it. Emil Nakhle is a former senior intelligence officer in the CIA from 1991 to 2006, the author of Unnecessary Engagement, Reinventing America's Relations with the Muslim World.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.